Blog Talk Radio.
And we're having this same old problem, y'all. This is Paige Roberts' show. It has been every night that I have had a problem with my music not playing. And I'm working on moving the network. It'll kick in a minute. I mean, I don't know. So, the way it is, ain't it?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Say.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hey, y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio. Hey, y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige.
Let's try that one more time. All right, here we go.
Hello, this is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. Robert Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of the Paige Roberts Show. Check it out.
Hi there, this is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Playing tunes that make you grin. Our music's better than it's ever been. So think of us when you need a show. We're at WIRN Intercom Radio.
Just bought some awful nasty skin.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Paige Roberts Show. It is Tuesday, May the 21st, 2019. Let's do announcements. June the 9th is coming down quick. We will be doing a live show at here in Access, Georgia, at Vegas Studio with Nashville recording artist Chrissy Isabel. We'll be doing an interview with me. It is taped in front of a live audience, so there's only 40 tickets. So they have started selling, and I'm really excited about that. All of the money that is taken in goes to the singer-songwriter. So, yeah, I want to thank Chrissy for coming out and joining us. So be sure and yell out there on Facebook if you're not going to be able to attend and like Vegas Studios Facebook page, because that is where the notifications will be coming from. It will be Facebook Live as well. We've done a few already from Vegas Studio. The very first one we did was with Steve Coffin. Steve Coffin with Probable Cause. I have both of those. I have his interview out there, and then we have Scarlet Stitch was the next one that we did, and that was pretty cool. We had a video debut that we did with there, so that was awesome. We had quite a full house there, but if you want to come out and be taped with our live audience and listen to the interview, and then they do an hour set of their song, so that should be good. Now, July the 7th, again at Vegas Studio, I'll have a local singer-songwriter, if I can think. Y'all, if I didn't have my notes here, I'd be lost, I think. I'm not totally off the cuff. I am sometimes. I have July the 7th with local singer-songwriter Jody DeMarco. So, I'm fixing to do the link for his ticket sales, too. But like I said, all the money that is brought in goes to them. So we appreciate it. So we have been moving right along. And like I said, if y'all didn't hear in the beginning all the craziness going on, I give it up. My network has a mind of its own, and that is one of my reasons I am moving or trying to. We are moving to Spreaker. We're supposed to be moving to 101.6. 101.6, the mix, Rick. So if I can get it done, oh my gosh, do y'all have this kind of problem?
No, not too bad.
No.
Not too bad.
No.
Y'all live is live,
talking.
But, you know.
That's right. It's on. Y'all, I'm talking tonight to Georgia country music artist Rick Byers. Rick and I go back a ways now. So, yeah, how's it going?
Really good, really good, Paige. How about yourself?
All right. Like I said, we have cranked it up a notch, I guess.
Yeah, well, sounds like it. But yeah, we've been staying really busy, doing a lot of shows, and just mainly been recording, putting a lot of time into getting some songs down. When you're real super busy, can't always get songs recorded. So I've been able to slow down just a pinch just to help get some songs done. But that song Tough Love, that was the last song that you played, that was a song that I started writing that song about 10 years ago. And
wow.
It was a song I actually wrote for my cousin Joyce. She was going through a really bad divorce, and her ex was being very abusive, and it was a very just a very bad situation. And so she was going through a rough time with it, and her and I were talking on the phone, and she said, you know what? She says, if it wasn't for, you know, all the tough men in my life and what they taught me, you know, that I wouldn't have been able to put up with this. She says, but, you know, she says, at least you could write me a song. Well, I wrote her a song. I wrote a couple of verses to it and, you know, demoed it out and sent it to her. And the song just kind of sat a little over a year ago. Joyce passed away from breast cancer.
Oh.
And so I came back from the funeral, and my wife and I were sitting up in the studio and we were talking. She says, "You know what? You need to finish the song." So I did. And so I wrote the third verse to it. And the guys, we got busy on it. And that actually has playing fiddle on that and banjo is Jay Clayton, who plays fiddle for Tanya Tucker and Sonny Sweeney out on the road.
Oh.
So, yeah, so he got involved in that one, so it was very cool. It's very cool.
Well, that's sad. So death is a part of life, and unfortunately, we all will have to go through that terrible time, you know?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, so we're just working on more, like I said, more music. Just continuing to, I've got a couple songs right now that I've got to lay vocals down to probably tomorrow night here in my studio here at home. So, staying really busy in recording, trying to get the song down. So.
Well, if you didn't hear, we have started doing shows at the local studio here in Athens. You'll have to come out and do a show with me.
Yeah, I'll have to do that sometime. We definitely have to figure out a time to come over and do that. Maybe I'll come over and play acoustic or something.
Yes, and that would be fine. Chrissy Isabel, who's coming up June the 9th, hers is going to be acoustic too. So,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. Well, and I think,
do you know
Hunter Flanagan?
Yeah,
you
sure
do.
I did a singer-songwriter night at Dustin's in Woodstock, and I'd heard of him before, and we'd actually heard of each other, and he was there that night, and very nice young man. It was a pleasure meeting him. Had a great time. Met a lot of other great songwriters that night. That's one that Greg Irwin runs, I think you've had Greg on your show before.
Yes.
Yeah.
We tried. I know his promoter is Frida Wiley, and you know when we meet, it's awesome because that's our connections, right? And so that's how we get our singer songwriters. But I think it's cool because it's Georgia. We have a lot of talent, Georgia, and I'm so proud to be a part. Yep.
Absolutely.
But Hunter's going to be with me August the 4th. He is coming out and doing an interview with me at Vegas Video. So,
cool.
That will be
acoustic.
You'll
enjoy him. He's a very nice young man. He's a very talented young man.
Yes. Instrumentalist. How old? He's like 17. Isn't he 17, I think? Wow.
Trying to think.
Yeah, I think he's about 17.
I think he is too. And he does acting as well.
Yes. So. He's been on some of the bigger shows on TV.
Yeah.
So, and online.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Y'all don't want to miss out on Hunter Flanagan because Hunter and I are cooking up something if I can keep my mouth shut.
You're as bad as me. I get my wife all the time. I'll do an interview if I got something I'm working on I'm not supposed to talk about. She'll be like, "Don't say nothing." I'll be like, "Okay, all right,
I'm very bad, so if you're going to tell me a secret about something, don't.
It's
like music or anything, I'm like, I mean, to a point, I can, but I guess if it's something like this, but y'all won't want to miss that, this one out. So, yep, Hunter and I are cooking up something.
Very cool.
I'm probably by then I'm going to have spilled it out. I told Hunter I don't know if I can keep the secret. I told him, I said, keep keep it a secret, and we'll figure it out by then. If he's tuned in. But yeah, he's pretty cool. But yeah. Well, Rick, I guess we'll start out like we always do. Let's give out our guest line number first, but it's 646-668-8941 if you want to call in and listen, you can. You want to call in and ask Rick a question, you can do that too. But yeah, why don't you tell our listeners about yourself, and you can go back however far you like and work your way up until you hear me.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'm Rick Byers, y'all, and I am from a little town called Chatsworth, Georgia, and just not far from Dalton, Georgia. And I started playing country music when I was about 40. I picked up a guitar and started playing, taking lessons. My first guitar teacher ended up being my first bass player in my first band. And shortly thereafter, I started writing songs. And I'm 53 now and been having a blast. So it's just one of those things, I guess, if you think you're too old to get going and have a good time with this and be able to do something with it, you're not. Just go after it. Mm-hmm. That's what I tell people all the time. But my first goal up to do was when I first picked up guitar, I just wanted to sit around a campfire. Thought it'd be cool to sing and play. I just never realized it'd go as quite as far as it has. But nowadays I do probably about 120 shows a year, and
wow.
we run four states right now, and we're trying to break into Florida right now. We're working on some stuff down that way. Try to get into Florida and do some stuff down that way, but just having a blast. I post all the time on my social media, you know, living the dream, because I am. It's like to pick up a guitar when I did and be able to do what I've done with it. It is a dream. It's just like, wow. So, but
right. Well, same way on my end. I mean, I never would thought that I would be up to this point. And I've met some really nice people along the way, you know, have really backed us, your fans and things like that. So that's pretty cool when you can meet and run into your fans while you're doing a show.
Yeah, you've had folks like Danny Shirley on your show too.
Yeah. Yep.
Which I've done a couple shows with Danny Shirley with the Confederate Railroad, and I know you've also had Mr. Frank Green on your show as well.
Okay.
And
yep.
Never Started Drinking
I'm
was produced by Frank Green.
Yep. I'm hoping that Frank, you know, Chris Isabel is one of his artists. I said, I'm hoping that Frank will come out to Athens. I don't see that happening, y'all, but
you never
happen,
know.
Right?
You never know.
You never
you
know.
Never
that's
know.
For sure. I might can talk him into it. Right?
Absolutely. But, yeah, so you have all kinds of great people on your show.
That's one of the things I'm working on too now, Rick, is I'd like to get – I have been trying to get Confederate Railroad. Like,
oh, really?
That would be so – yeah.
They're good folks. They really are.
Yeah.
Good folks.
Well, we know
they put on a great show.
Yeah. Well, do you probably know Richard Lynch? He does a lot of things with Richard Lynch. Chris is out of Ohio, and he does a lot of veterans like yourself. That would probably be another connection. Richard Lynch has his own TV, Roku TV, and he does. You could probably go and do a set with Richard Lynch.
That'd be fun. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And Confederate Railroad does a lot of things. He has a song called "The Love Tattoo," and like yourself, you're a veteran. You're a veteran, and you do shows
absolutely
like that too. And that's what he does. So
very cool.
That might would be good connection.
You never know. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But now that I interrupted you, I'll let you get back to your... telling us about you.
But, no, as you were saying, I am an Army veteran. I actually played bugle in the military for a while as well. And especially when I was at Fort Riley, and also when I was at Fort Custer, when I was going through a signal officer, I mean, through my officer candidate school there. And I never had time, I guess, in my life to learn how to play guitar, and I just started playing, like I said, when I was about 40. And then nowadays I write songs and just to get to meet and work with very cool people and make music with amazing musicians that I'm so blessed. I have wonderful musicians in my band. I got Mark Edwards on drums. He was the U.S. Army drummer for, I think he did several tours with them. And then he was also, I believe, in Channel 9 in Chattanooga. He was a sportscaster with them. So he's done all kinds of stuff. And then you got Brian Benna, lead guitar, and Brian's been with me a couple of years now. And Brian's highly accomplished in what he does. And he actually was the one that was executive producer on Tough Love that you just played. So, and he's, like I said, he's been in the trenches with me a few years now. So Brian's good people, and we're working on some more songs. Matter of fact, that's one of those songs that I was saying that I need to get the lyrics done. That's one of the ones that I just got emailed before he went on vacation. So,
wow.
And then I got Mr. Clanton on the bass, and he's out of Dallas, Georgia. He's our newest addition to the group. So and he's done some touring over the years. He's very accomplished, and folks like to coin him the bass ninja. So he's it's a fun group, and we have a great time playing together, get out there and try to play these original songs for folks, and more and more and more people ask for them. So you just keep on plugging along with it.
Yep. I always say keep on keeping on. Yeah, that's about the way it goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not a destination. It's a journey. Just keep on playing. Mm-hmm. Have a good time.
Well, I know it's hard. You know, a lot of the singer-songwriters that I have, money is a number one big object that keeps a lot of people down. But like you said, there's a lot of indie artists out there that have really gotten out there and made a name for themselves, and so it can be done, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Look at Cody Johnson. Cody Johnson filled that Houston, was it Houston, the Houston Dome or whatever it was out there as an independent artist. I'm fine. I mean, how cool is that? So you just, to me, I keep trying to get out and get further and hit all these little towns that I can find all over the place. And so I can meet more and interact with people and make... You make fans online, but the best fans you make are the ones you shake hands with. I mean, they just are.
Yep, and I'm always preaching to the choir, Rick, and I'm always out there trying to motivate people and connecting online, because, you know, in your same area, most people are online, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they mostly have groups out there, too. And that's how I've gotten to where I am.
Well, absolutely. But you do both. Like I said, you do both. But make a lot of I always love the folks that I run into that say, "Man, I saw you 10 years ago in you know, Cartersville, Georgia." You know, here we are up in you know Middle Tennessee somewhere. You know, and it's just like, wow. It's just,
right. Oh, yeah. That far away, right?
Cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you do. You do. And if you've been doing it long as I have and have played as many shows and as many towns around as I have in this area, you run across people that will come up, or people that haven't seen you in forever, and they may have lost touch with you, you know, and all of a sudden they're like, mm-hmm. going, what? So it's like I said,
pretty
you just,
cool.
You just keep on playing.
Yeah, eventually. I mean, that's what I did. Keep on keeping on. That's what I did. But, oh, my gosh, I have spent countless hours on building a fan base. And that's
oh,
probably
yeah.
one of the most hideous. And I don't know how it came, but somebody told me, well, one day it will just fall into place and you'll see. And all the work
yeah.
that you did, and all of the out there promoting yourself, you know, pays
mm-hmm.
off.
Yeah, it does. And for me, it's been like we played in Crossville, Tennessee this last weekend, and I got about four songs in and got done with it, and everybody clapped. And this one guy hollers out, he says, I know you do original songs. We already done heard your original songs. Now play us one of your original songs. And we started playing. Never started drinking. And I played some crazy and they loved it. And it's just, well, I'll tell you what, that'll keep you going. You know,
I like it.
Definitely keep you going. Without doubt.
Well, I like all your songs, but I'm kind of partial to country music myself.
I appreciate it. Well, I appreciate it. I am too, because ever since I can remember, that's every time I try to sing, that's the way it came out. So.
Right. I've wrote a couple of songs. I haven't done anything with them yet, but that's mine are either folk or that's the way they come out as country. I thought, well.
Absolutely.
So that's the way she rolls, I guess.
You have to go with what's inside you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I do. I have written a couple of folk. And I said, eventually, I guess I'll get out there and see who I can't scout them out and that might would sing them.
Yeah.
We'll see. We never know,
absolutely.
Rick.
You never know.
No, you sure don't.
You just never know.
And you never know who's tuning in tonight either. But
yeah. Don't.
We appreciate
people.
And
I don't know who's at shows, you know, it's just like.
I know. But then after a while, and then if you get on Facebook, though, I know you probably hear a lot of times that I came to your show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever weekend that was.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We get that as well. Sure do.
Well, let's play another song, Rick. What do we want to play? Lay Me Down?
Sure.
You
want to
talk about
it? Paige, this song I wrote, you remember you played I'm Your Man before on your show. And I'm Your Man came about because my wife and I got in a big argument in Gatlinburg. We were up shopping with the kids, and that's one thing we definitely both share. We don't care to shop much. And after about 3 days of it, I just kind of cracked. Well, we got in an argument at the restaurant, and I kind of stormed off like a child, grabbed some moonshine, you know, from Sugarland's moonshine, and went back to the room and wrote "I'm Your Man" very quickly. Well, then. The next day, it really was early Monday morning in a Smoky Mountain rain, and that's when I wrote the song you're about to play, which is called "Lay Me Down." So, but yeah, those songs were written back to back.
Very cool. Well, let's play it and hang on the line, and we'll come right back.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you. Monday morning in a smoky mountain rain. Yeah, my mind was storming and feeling so much pain. Yeah, I know that you love me. Come on, girl, you gotta show me. Yeah, lay me down. Oh, 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 lay me down in your arms tonight. There ain't nothing that we can't make right. You know that I can't say how. Just come on, girl, the time is now. You gotta lay me down. Is your heart with me today? I'll smile at that night. Your eyes turn my way. You know that I can't say how. Just come on, girl, the time is now. You gotta lay me down. Being in your arms is what I need tonight. Lying heart to heart makes this old world just right. Yeah, I know that you love me. Come on, girl, you gotta show me. Yeah, lay me down. Oh, 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 lay me down in your arms tonight. There ain't nothing that we can't make right. You know that I can't say how. Just come on, girl, the time is now. You gotta lay me down. Oh, 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 lay me down. Oh, 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 lay me down. In a smoky mountain rain.
You are listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our guest line number is 646-668-8941. Let's give a shout out to my good buddy Bill Krams. Bill Krams is host of the Black Dog Indie Country Radio Show. I had to get that right. He changed his name. I've been saying Black Dog Morning Show forever, but it's all good. Yeah, that's another radio station. If you send Phil your music, he's just country. So if he's sending MP3s, he will play them. So, he's turned out to be a good buddy. He's Ringgold, Georgia, Rick.
Yeah, just up the road from me.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to him. I've sent my stuff over to him. I don't know if he's had a chance to play it or not yet, honestly.
Well, I did mention yesterday to him about your song. And he said whatever I wanted to do. I'm like, okay, Phil. Hey, that might would be another interview too, right there. So
yeah,
he's done a couple.
Yeah, I would like to get on that show. That'd be great.
Well, yeah. And he right now is in studio, so it might would be cool for you to go in studio and do an interview with him.
Sure, he's not that far. I would love to do that. No, it's not that far at all. Not that far at all. I was just about 2 weeks ago was over at 107.9 in Chattanooga, Nash Icon. It was with Dodger there in the studio. But yeah, I would love to go over and see Phil as well.
Awesome. Well, I'll I'll put a little birdie in his ear, what us Southerners say a lot of times. Everybody might say that, I don't know. But let's give another shout out. I know Jason Thomas is listening in, DJ. He is 101.6 The Mix, and that is where we're supposed to be moving to. So whenever we can work it out and move. Hello?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just waiting.
That's good.
Got everything on my, and I just don't know how to do a lot of stuff. But I better not say that on there. Do you have a memorable show of who you opened for, or who you might have?
Probably my most memorable show. My most memorable show, I would say, was I've done some pretty good sized shows with a lot of people in that, but one of the coolest one as far as just memorable was when we, first time we did something with the Confederate Railroad, and we were at Rocco's Pub in Jasper, Georgia. And I've been playing at Rocco's for a long time now, probably about 3 years now. And they're great folks, and they've done a lot to promote me in that area. And, Danny Shirley wasn't feeling very good. He had the flu, and we were only supposed to play, I think, about 45 minutes. And just before showtime, Tracy, who was Danny Shirley's road manager at the Confederate Railroad, come up to me and said, hey, any chance you guys could play for an hour and a half? And it was just myself on acoustic guitar. I had David Hasty at the time, who was my bass player. And he was on acoustic guitar. And then Brian Bennett was on acoustic guitar. And we were like, and they all kind of looked at me like, is he going to say yes? I said, yeah, I said, let's just do it. And so we did. And so we ended up having to play twice as long as we planned on playing. And I'll never forget, David kind of looked at me like I was insane at the time, but then once we got playing and the crowd was, it was so great, and you know, here we are just doing an acoustic show, and it was just very cool. It was just very cool to realize it was like, wow, we just opened for Confederate Railroad as acoustic show. How cool is that? So... And then they come out and do, you know, they you know, put on this great show, and yeah, but they're all memorable. I love them all. They all have their moments for one reason or another, or one song or another. You know, there's just a million reasons why it's always special. Even when it's tough, I always remind myself, it's like, you know, you're so blessed to be able to do this, and I am. I cannot believe that I get to do what I get to do. Beyond blessed.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And how many shows did you say you have lined up for?
How many shows
about
do 120? You? We'll do about 120 this year. About that. We're around there. 120. Last year was 165. Plus, like, we got full-time jobs, too. Now, we work. So,
wow.
We have jobs. Yeah, so we stay busy.
Nice. But, you know, I have singer-songwriters. I mean, and God, y'all, I hate booking. I will do it.
What?
I'll do it. But my thing is the waiting, you know. It's like, come on already.
Oh, the waiting? Yeah. I used to be that way, but I play so much now that it's just, you know, you just
there.
You look forward to it, and, you know, you just you learn to treat them just, you know, kind of treat them a certain way, and you go about it a certain way, and
mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. If it's just me and a guitar and a room of, you know, 30, 40 people, or it's for several thousand, you know, it doesn't matter. I have the same excitement for it for different reasons.
Now, you've done interviews too on news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been in Chattanooga, and I've been on multiple radio stations, and played in multiple. We play in all kind of small radio stations all over the country. You know, there's all kind of small radio stations. KVOK in Oklahoma, they play us. Low Country Radio down in South Georgia, they play us. WYYZ in Jasper, Georgia, they play us, just to name a few. So, my buddy Matt Youngblood, give him a shout out. Good buddy of mine.
That's awesome. Who else do I want to? Oh, Sandy Ballas, she's out there probably tuning in. We like it, and we appreciate everybody that's been out there sharing our show links and listening to our music. I have such great supporters out there, and I wouldn't trade any one of them. You know?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've got fans all over the place, and it's just I love them all. Thankful for every last one of them, for sure.
That's cool. And since I have been, but that's another thing, you know, we got to talking on the show about our local venues and their promoting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of times they want to leave their promoting up to the artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have been
I'll tell you that we played that venue up in Crossville. It's called Megabytes. I'll give them a shout out. And, they did a great job promoting. I mean, what a great job promoting. And Rocco's does a great job promoting. They do a really great job promoting. And just to name a few folks that, you know, there's some venues that get it, that work really hard with you. Bud Sports Bar in Chattanooga is another one that they work well to help promote us and really push that partnership. So, you know, the ones that are most successful are the ones that really push and help, you know, and realize that it's a partnership. You know, if we work together, we all win.
Yes, and that too, I preach to the choir on that one. And I say it's not a contest. We should all be out here. We're all out here for the same thing. We should be helping promote each other and sharing our songs and listening to the music. And I think it's finally sinking in, Rick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you have some of them out there that's kind of stubborn.
I'm sure. It's funny, you know. I tell people all my links, and then, by the way, I haven't even talked about my social media links. I've got a Facebook, the Rick Byers Band, Reverb Nation, the Rick Byers Band, and that's BYERS. Instagram is Rick.Byers, and don't have a Twitter. We don't do that one. I told the guys, if you guys want Twitter, then one of you guys got to manage it. So, I have enough social media to deal with. So it's tough. Social media is a lot, you know. I mean,
I spend a majority. Yep, that's the majority of the time I spend voting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I go through cycles because, I mean, I obviously have a day job and have to work. So, you know, yeah.
Unfortunately, it takes a village.
Yeah, I understand. It does take a village.
It does. That, too, I have been good at keeping everything up, but it's like, gosh, all of a sudden, just things piled up. I'm like, I got to get myself busy and get caught up. But, yeah, doing the website and getting y'all some music and, yeah, and then making sure everything's in place. You know, so anything can go wrong. Just like
the
music.
Try playing live music, man. Anything can go wrong.
It's
funny.
We
get complacent sometimes because we get so used to setting up the gear in this. And every once in a while, I'll remind myself, you know what? you just turn everything on and check it real quick, you know, because there may be a problem. Mm-hmm. And then we've waited, and it's 5 minutes before we're starting to play, and it's like, my wife's up there going, "What's wrong, guys?" And they're like, "I don't know. We can't figure out what's wrong." It's like, that's not the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, it does happen.
Oh, it happens. It happens. And like I said, the other, was it last Saturday night up in Crossville, Tennessee? I was that, because some of the guys were eating and everything else. And all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, we're all set up. The guys are eating. We still got about 45 minutes to showtime, but no one's checked the PA to make sure everything's working real quick. And so I did, and everything worked. I was like, okay, let's not leave that for granted, you know. But we have. Heck, we've rolled into places and had 15 minutes to set up. I've had 5 minutes to set up for an acoustic show before, coming in on two wheels. Still started on time, though.
It was one of my wineries,
and it was actually Carticae Vineyards in Ellijay, Georgia. Yeah, I need to give them a shout out. One of my favorite places to play. And I'm like, don't worry about it. But when I showed up, there was already about 150 people there.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm like, oh my Lord, of all times to be coming in this late. And, but set it up real quick and grabbed my guitar and started singing and playing.
Boy, the rush, right? The adrenaline, adrenaline is like crazy.
just jump in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm here. Okay.
Yeah.
No time to think.
But I've learned how to deal with it both ways. I mean, you have to. I mean, if you play this mm-hmm. long, you do this many, you're going to deal with every kind of scenario. People are going to be late. We've even had at the National Cornbread Festival, because of traffic, my bass player, Eric, and my lead guitar player, you know, they play in church in Douglasville. Well, if they're not there, then there is no music at church. So, you know, they played that morning, and everything was going great until they got close to South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, in the National Cornbread Festival, and they hit bad traffic. Well, it was time to play, and I texted them both. I said, "Guys," I said, "just come out on the stage, hook up, and catch up with me as you go." And I ended up playing two songs by myself, and then Brian came in on the halfway in the second song, and then Eric by the third song, he was in it, and off we went. But the show's got to go on.
Yeah, it does. So what's up next?
What's up next? Working on right now a song that I've done for a long time. A buddy of mine, Sean White, wrote this song for me, I've got a long time ago, and I'd never laid it down. It's been in the shows forever, and people have been asking for it, but we're finally recording Rockin' at the Rodeo, and when I get it done, I'll send it over to you. But it's been like I said, it's been a fan favorite for a long time, and I'm just thankful that we can finally get it laid down, and I've already heard the music, and it sounds great. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, let's see. I know we have like a few minutes left, but mm-hmm. Do you have a show coming up, Rick? What's on your venue?
Yeah, I'll be. Let's see. Saturday, I'll be during the afternoon. Brian and I'll be over at Fainting Goat Vineyards in Ellijay or Jasper area over that way. I think it's actually Jasper, but we'll be there from 1:30 to 5:30, and then Saturday night we'll be at Conductors in Dalton, Georgia, with the full band, and we'll be there from 10 to 2. And then this Sunday is one of our favorite events to do. Our friend Brenda Rice, she throws an annual barbecue, and it's kind of become a fan appreciation party for the last 10 years, or it's been over 10 years now that we've been playing this event. And it's always on the Sunday before Memorial Day, and there'll be probably anywhere from 300 to 500 people there. It'll be a good time. So, and everybody brings a dish, and we just have a good old time. So if you're in Tunnel Hill, Georgia, and you want to come out to that barbecue, hit me up on Facebook, and I'll get you the info on how to get over there.
Tunnel Hill, Georgia. All right.
Tunnel Hill, Georgia. So
that's cool.
But,
well,
yeah, so we got a busy weekend ahead.
Wow. Well, thinking about coming out and seeing me in Athens, Georgia, Rick. I'm glad to have you doing
an
interview
with me. Yeah, I will. We'll talk about that. Let's shout tomorrow about that, and we'll see what we can set up on that.
We get booked up. I got shows every. I'm only doing it once a month for right now, but who knows, right?
Yeah.
It may become a permanent studio for the Paige Roberts Show. We're working on it.
You never know. Never say never.
No, I don't anymore. Sure enough. But be watching out there, Facebook, for our whenever we get over to 1016 the mix. Because eventually, you know, I don't have a radio show per se where I just play y'all's music. But it may be coming, so I'm hold on to y'all. I play.
That works out for you, Paige. I think you worked very hard. You deserve it. So I hope that does work out for you.
Now, I have been playing your Lay Me Down a lot of times when I'm.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I greatly appreciate that.
That's one of my favorites, I believe.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's funny how people have different favorites, and everybody, in even radio personalities, have different favorites. And it's like one of the when I saw it, I was in the studio with Dodger. We were talking about Grass Ain't Greener, which is one of the other songs I sent you. He says, "When are you going to release that?" And I said, "I haven't released it yet." I said, "We're fixing to release it." And he says, "Man, I can't wait till you release that." He said, "I love that song." It's like, really? Like, you love that one of all the other ones, but it's just everybody has their own.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, people will come up and request them at shows, and I love it. I love when people come up and request it. It drives me to keep on writing and keep on recording and keep on bucking, really. And here's the big thing: bucking traditional wisdom, especially you play in clubs and some of these smaller venues, and that is that, you know, people tell you, "Oh, you shouldn't play original music." Yeah, you should play the songs, because you don't, nobody's going to hear it. So play.
That's like making your mark.
And I had the courage to
making
do it.
Your mark
yeah.
on the world. Yep,
but,
I agree.
I put in usually about a dozen original songs every night, and people love them. People love them.
That's right.
Just keep writing more.
I have a few. Y'all know I have my walking. I have been walking every morning, and I have my playlist with me. Then y'all send me y'all songs. And that's what I want to, so it keeps me going. And I think that's one of the songs I have on my playlist. So.
I appreciate that very much. I sure do.
It's awesome, just so nobody hears me singing out there, walking around the park.
Well, it'd be all right. It'd be all right. If they don't understand, it's all right.
Well, hey, you never know. Maybe they'll stop me one day. What's that song you're singing?
They
might like it.
They might like it.
Awesome. Me too. Well, Rick, I want to thank you for coming on tonight and talking to me.
Thank you so
I've
much,
enjoyed
thanks
it.
For having me back. And it's a pleasure as always. And we'll talk about doing one of them live sessions out there in Athens. I'll bring the guitar and it'll be a good time.
Mhm. And we have just scheduled. I gotta confirm it with Vegas Studio, but if you don't know Travis Wetzel, he is Grand Ole Opry. He's the award-winning Grand Ole Opry star, and so I've got him scheduled in for November now. So we're
cool.
Booking him up. Great. Yeah.
There you go.
He's a player. He's a fiddle player. So
very cool.
That'll be interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No kidding. Very
we'll
cool.
See. We're getting around. We're bringing Nashville to Athens, right?
Yeah, bring it to Athens, Georgia. Now you'd be dragging me from Chatsworth over there. So
that's right.
Come across.
That's right.
Come across the mountains and come over that way.
Awesome. That would be very cool. So, yeah, we'll talk and get that scheduled up. And, yeah, so y'all be sure and go to a local show if you're out in Chatsworth area or wherever.
You can catch us all the way down in around Atlanta. You can catch us around Chattanooga, Knoxville, Crossville area, over around Anniston, Alabama. We have shows scheduled up that way. So best way to get a hold of us, check our social media, our Facebook, Rick Byers Band. Also on Reverb Nation, Rick Byers Band. And it's also YouTube. We have YouTube channel as well. So, and you know, this old road video has pushed over 40,000 views.
That's
not bad for a little band out of Chatsworth, Georgia.
That's awesome. I love hearing about things like that. So we wish you all the best in your music and all of your playing and things like that. So we look forward to it.
Thank you so much, Paige. And thank you for supporting us musicians. We appreciate you.
Awesome. I appreciate that too, Rick. Well, let's go out with your last two, Lay Me Down. Or have I played? I haven't played Lay Me Down yet, have I? Or did I?
Yes,
I did.
You played Grass Ain't Greener.
Grass Ain't Greener. Is that the only one I have left, I guess?
Yeah.
We did Tough Love. I did Tough Love at the beginning. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll get my stuff together, y'all.
All good.
Right. Eventually. Let's see. Well, yeah. Well, I tell you what, if I didn't have Ruth Allen Finley out there doing the work for me, I would probably be lost. I would be crazy. I'm sure. But no show tomorrow night. We'll be back Thursday with the Electric Mud. They are International Singer-Songwriters Association group. If you haven't been out there to check ISA out, go check it out. They are Dalton, Georgia, too, if you're not over there. It's just a great group. Bunch of good people out there supporting one another, and another place for you to go, and that's what we do. We help each other out over there. So, yeah. So we'll be back Thursday evening, same time, same place, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you again, Rick.
Thank you, Paige.
All right, let's go out with Grass Ain't Greener. We'll see y'all back then. Bye, y'all.
The grass ain't greener, baby, at the end of the ball. I'm telling you, girl, that's no shining star. Don't do it, darling. Don't look his way. He'll get what he wants and toss you away. I can't give you all that you desire, but my love for you, is a raging fire. There's never a time for us these days, but my commitment to you, girl, never goes away. The grass ain't greener, baby, at the end of the barn. I'm telling you, girl, that's no shining star. Don't do it, darling, don't look his way. He'll get what he wants and toss you away. I pray someday you see our love is true. And I truly have eyes only for you. Aging time taking its toll, but I love you with my heart and soul. Grass ain't greener, baby, at the end of the barn. I'm telling you, girl, that's no shining star. Don't do it, darling, don't look his way. He'll get what he wants and toss you away. Don't look his way, he'll get what he wants, and then toss you away.
IRN Intercom Radio.